everything is perfect. Joe, you know, is one of those guys that has like three lives, you know, got a home life that he sees very few of, and then his work. And then he's chairman of the board of the CAM Construction Association, which CAM is the Construction Association of Michigan. And by the way, he just got back from Italy Tuesday night, and Wednesday morning at 7:30, he's in front of a microphone with me. So I wanted to, you know, find out a little bit about the American Institute. Let me see. President of Detroit Spectrum here, asked him what CAM is doing, because everybody that I talk to is telling me about the lack of skilled workers in Michigan.
We certainly need skilled labor. We've lost probably 40% of our workforce from the early 2000s into today, and it's going to be very difficult to recoup. Construction workers are not flocking to Michigan, and we certainly need the assistance. And here at CAM, we've started a program last year from Larry Brinker Jr., our past chairman, called 3Ds, and it is develop, design, and deliver. We're going to take some high school students that are going to have to qualify and be vetted by the teachers and counselors. We're going to send them over to a five-day summer boot camp for 30 hours of basic construction training, but we're going to teach them some life skills as well in terms of resumes and money management. And then they're going to go over to a seven-week paid internship with a CAM member company, and hopefully we can attract their attention and they can spread the good word about the construction industry and how exciting it is. This was all sponsored from a CAM foundation, and we'd like to thank the Brinker Group, UAW Ford, the Roxbury Group, EDSI, and the Community Foundation. So we hope to encourage the excitement in the construction industry and get them on board.
I just thought good paying jobs, everybody would flock to them. And we know skilled labor in the construction industry is great paying jobs. So we have to go this far to develop the desire to come in and look at our industry. Boy, things have really changed.
Things have changed, and things are cyclical as well. Back in my day, it was either you went to school or you got a job at the automobile companies or in the construction industry, and you made a path for yourself. And today, I think the kids, when they're getting out of high school, they assume they're going to college, but they're not sure exactly why or what for. So we need to open up the avenue of take a look at the construction industry, the trades. What a great way to raise your family. What a great way to contribute to things that are built and preserved.
It's got all the go buttons pushed. I mean, first of all, congratulations to CAM for undertaking this 3D program, because it sounds like the people on the board are real world people. They are not just academia oriented. They're real world. This boot camp, you know, it's a precursor, and let's qualify the qualifiers if they really want to do this. And so that's number one. Number two, the whole industry has the same message. We need skilled labor. And we've got, I mean, I'm looking at projects, the M1 rail, Cobo Center, the new Gordie Howe Bridge, International Trade Crossing, to name just a few. A lot of people don't understand that those workers on those projects don't live here. They live in extended stay Holiday Inns, and they're in different states, and those companies bring workers in. We'd like to have Michigan workers work on Michigan projects, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Again, I think with CAM, our approach has been to educate the young people of the educational system.
And there's not really any big support there from the education society, the side of, okay, everybody's going to college, like you point out. Well, there's a whole deal of group of people that should have technical skills. So we're seeing 3M, Honeywell, all these companies getting involved. We have Baker College, Walsh College, Ferris State. They have programs. So we're identifying it, but we still need workers, don't we?
Yes, and even if you go to college, I still encourage the college graduate with whatever degree he may or she may have to come into the construction industry and take a look to see if this is what you want your career to be, because you'll find it exciting, you'll find it rewarding, Myself, I've got a third generation of Detroit Spectrum coming aboard. One has been here for a couple of years, another one's joining me. So this will be three generations of Detroit Spectrum. Both my daughter and son have graduated with great degrees and have decided they want to enter the family business.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I was just reading my monthly magazine, Journal of Light Construction. There was a great story in there this month about a woman that had her bachelor's degree and her master's degree, and she went traditional. And then later on in life, she said, you know, I like to work with my hands. And so she renovated a house. They ended up building a house. And now she runs a school to teach carpenters. It started with women because there's not a lot of women that are carpenters.
Right.
And now it's branched out to this year. It's both genders in the Boston area. As we know, carpenters have their own exhibit at the Detroit Zoo because they're getting to be an endangered species. So you're having a conference. A lot of people are showing up for this conference. And what's the message from CAM to the 200-plus people that are here?
Well, I think there's a multitude of messages. The construction industry is strong. It's going to remain that way. We want people to come into our industry and participate. We want to show them what is coming up in the future. We want to collaborate with them and have them understand the possibilities that are out there.
So it's building contractual relationships with all these groups so we can work together to accomplish the project.
Yes. One of the objectives I had when I was CAM chairman is to figure out how do we collaborate a little better in the industry.
Talk to each other.
Collaboration is a very simple word, but it's very complex at the same time. So how do we get all the project participants to share in this knowledge, to come up with understanding value and manage design and manage construction? And we had a symposium that was attended by about 20 or so in June, all of industry influential people, and they were architects and owners and subcontractors, contractors, suppliers, to understand what they would like to see moving forward to make things easier, to improve the process, if you will, and to develop a set of guidelines or best practices moving forward so we can save time and save money at the same time. So we're going to follow that in September by a round table of sorts and try to funnel in and this best practice message that we'll try to send. So we're very excited about that.
Should be. There's a lot going on in Metro Detroit, the state of Michigan, the Great Lakes region. Thanks for being our guest.
My pleasure, Glenn.
Now, to give you some bragging rights about Spectrum, Detroit Spectrum Painters in Warren, Michigan, Blessed Sacrament, Old St. Mary's Church, these are churches that they've painted, restored, you know, just beautiful stuff. The David Whitney Building, Eastern Market, Quicken Loans Corporate Offices, DMC, Children's Hospital Specialty Center in Troy, which you really don't need an address. You just look up and see these bold, beautiful colors. But these are the type of people that come to work every day and they want to do their best. Did my best. And they clean, they paint, they seal, you know, they power wash, whatever's necessary, and do the job right. And this is Detroit Spectrum Painters in Warren, Michigan. But here's one thing that when I get, I go to these meetings and I find out, you know, you think it's busy now? Wait till next year. And next year, Detroit is on the radar screen as the can-do city. So they're going to need more workers, more workers, more workers. And here you got the 3D program, which is amazingly good program. So here we are. The cycle is to get people that want to come into the trades. I don't know about you, but I thought that the academia world used to do that. And it was a good thing. They still do that in Germany and other countries where they have technicians. So we leave it up to, we spend trillions of dollars in our education program and are oblivious to the needs. When a graduate is a graduate, male or female, now they go to college, and the college is supposed to solve everything. And So it's up to the private sector to develop their own college, to hire their own and teach their own technicians. Isn't it amazing? Really, really is. Great interview. We want to thank Joe Palazzolo for a Spartan effort to be there. Just got off a plane from Italy to join us on Wednesday morning. Marilyn is with us from Lincoln Park, and the phone line.